From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Good Wednesday. Over the last 2 weeks, Georgia has almost doubled the average number of new daily coronavirus infections. Experts note the shift to community spread among young adults since the Memorial Day holiday. That's a change from where coronavirus hotspots started, in nursing homes, prisons, and even the Army's Fort Benning in West Georgia. Today, DeKalb County issued a rare emergency alert to millions of cell phones urging people to wear a mask and get tested. Governor Brian Kemp so far has refused to make wearing a mask mandatory. The governor did tweet a video telling Georgians that if they don't wear a mask, they may not get college football this fall. Georgia's initial jobless claims are still on a 9-week downward trend, but numbers out today show that more than 2.8 million claims have been filed in the last 15 weeks. Over that period, the Georgia Department of Labor says it's paid out over $7.5 billion in benefits. A portion of Georgia Power's coal-fired plant Shearer in Monroe County is now idled. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports on the shift away from coal-powered electricity.
For decades, one of the four coal-powered dynamos at Plant Shearer was owned jointly by the Energy Authority of the City of Jacksonville, Florida, and Florida Power and Light. In June, the Jacksonville utility sold out their stake in Unit 4 to FPL as part of a shift to natural gas. FPL Representative Chris McGrath says the deal is just the latest in a string of FPL purchases of coal-fired generation done expressly to shut it down. The move seems likely to further cut carbon dioxide emissions at Plant Shearer, which have been dropping by about a million tons a year since 2007. Georgia Power still faces opposition from environmentalists to its plans for closing the pond at Shearer containing the ash left over from decades of burning coal. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta United is adding two new players to the roster. Today, the Five Stripes announced it signed 17-year-old Braselton native Tyler Wolf, effective immediately. Wolf is the son of former U.S. men's national team player and current Austin FC coach Josh Wolf. Yesterday, Atlanta signed 27-year-old Mexican national Jürgen Damm.
Hello to all the Atlanta United fans. My name is Jürgen Damm, and I'm very happy to become an Atlanta United player.
Damm will join the roster in August and won't be available for the upcoming MLS's Back tournament this month in Orlando. Atlanta's first game in that competition is July 11th against the New York Red Bulls. Georgia's burn centers are expecting an influx of patients due to fireworks this holiday weekend. According to the National Fire Protection Association, nearly 10,000 people were treated for fireworks-related injuries in 2018. That's nationwide. Children under the age of 15 accounted for more than a third of those injuries. If you plan on using fireworks this weekend, experts suggest creating a blast zone in a safe area and designating one sober adult as the shooter to help prevent fireworks accidents. For more of today's news, go to gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington.